Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good evening. My name is Tessa Ross, and you are listening to Business Radio X. We are broadcasting from 3686 South in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And here with me today, we have Liju Pillai from Performix Solutions. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Wonderful. So let me just ask you a question. What are you working on at the Geek Tank?
Okay. I was part of Geek Tank 2015 edition as a participant. We took our product Geek Tank and Geek Tank helped us accelerate that product. It was a 2 months program. After Geek Tank, then I went back to India to set up the business. And in another year, I'm back here now, again, trying to work with Geek Tank.
Yeah. So what has working with Geek Tank done for your portfolio?
Geek Tank has done amazing things to the portfolio. So we came in as a product company into Geek Tank. Geek Tank taught me a lot of things on how to network, how to build a business, and most importantly, created a lot of friends. In the last 1 year, even though I was away from Chattanooga, I still was able to maintain connection with these people, and they really, really helped me out in building the business. Now we have slightly pivoted into providing more of an IT services, technology service for startups. And we have seen a huge need for this in Chattanooga. And so this pivot has helped, it's what brought me back into Chattanooga this summer and again working with Geek Tank.
Now, do you just work in Chattanooga or do you work internationally?
So we have three offices. We have one in Singapore, one in India, and one in Atlanta. So we are planning to open another one now in Chattanooga.
Okay. So what value has that brought to your company in being able to work in so many different locations?
Okay. So the kind of business we do is geography agnostic. Mm-hmm. So we provide cutting edge technology to startups. So we are really focused on getting startups out of the early stage startups and even funded startups. So being internationally helps us get to know what technology, what kind of projects people are working in different markets. So, and obviously, and it's kind of managing a risk from not putting all eggs into one basket. So we are expanding in different markets. So
that sounds incredible. What services are offered with Performix?
So we have packaged our services in multiple ways. So this is what I call productizing a service. So we have one service where it's called zero to MVP in 100 hours. Mm-hmm. So if you have an idea, you want to build a product in 100 hours, come to us. So that's one way of doing it. Other is we have extended dev team. Let's say you need few developers for a few months. We can provide that. We also provide tech consulting for startups. So we are specialized in helping that. So we have over 50 clients. We have already three customers in Kickstarter. So what we're doing is this expertise that we have developed over the last 3 years, now we are providing it back to the client. So it could be a 30-minute free call with us, say, hey, should I use Node.js or should I use Java for my need? So we could say, hey, no, this is not good or this is the right choice. So that's where we can really help startups.
So it sounds like you're a all-in-one service with tech startups and startups in general.
Yes, but we have narrowed the focus to startups, providing that technology services to startups. Startups, let's say, for example, they don't want to invest a lot of money on licensed technology, but they might not know there is already an open source technology out there, which is free, which our experience we know that. So that kind of decision making, and that's what we provide. Even though we are providing a broad range of service, including design, prototyping, even supporting the systems, but we have focused that towards startups.
That sounds wonderful. What kind of advice would you have for, say, a startup?
So if startups have two issues, you probably have a tech co-founder or people who don't have a tech co-founder looking for companies. So the many cases, what you see is startups choose a technology because that's what available, maybe not the right one. So it end up being a throwaway code in 2 months' time. So the advice is, choose your technology not because of the person next to you know that technology. Mm-hmm. Choose a technology because that is right for the product and for the platform. And, that can save you a lot of money down the line.
So, Liju, is there any way that our listeners could get in touch with Performix Solutions?
Yes. So you can reach us at sales@performatics.com. So that is one way of reaching out. And we have our sales number at 888-866-7867.
Wonderful. Thank you, Liju, for being on our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.